when you play in a team like this, where there basically are no secrets, you know exactly what it is they want to do. Right. How much of a challenge is that as a defensive lineman, knowing that they're going to line up and run it and just pretty much say, if you stop it, if you can?
These are the games you want. You know, it's going to be man on man, beat the guy in front of you. And, you know, whoever does that, you know, more times than not, you know, is going to help their team more. So, you know, it's one of those games where, like, you know, it's a division opponent. You know what they're going to do. It's just a matter of going out and doing your job and beating the man in front of you.
You know, seeing what they've been able to do on the run game in past games, because they hadn't run it that well the first two games, but what is the expectation there?
You know, they're going to come out and try to establish their identity. You know, they, with Cam Newton back there, Jonathan Stewart, those guys, don't come out and try to establish a new line of scrimmage, you know, knock us off the ball, and then take their shots down the field. You know, they're a big play offense. You know, they're going to run it, pound it, and then take their vertical shots. So, you know, we just got to, you know, limit their amount of run yards, and then contest on the back end when they try to take those vertical throws, and then just play ball.
What about the unique challenges Cam presents, not just as a guy who's mobile, but as a guy who's huge?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's definitely one of those guys, you know, when you get your hands on him, you know, you definitely want to try to wrap up his throwing arm, you know, prevent him from getting the ball off, because, you know, you can go back to, you know, I remember one rush specifically from last year. Cam beats a guy clean and gets him wrapped up, and he still is able to throw the ball away. So he's one of those guys, a lot of people, you got to get around him. You got to stay in his face. You got to continue to keep him off his game, because if you allow him to get into a rhythm, then, you know, he can beat you in a multitude of ways.
You know, they're missing probably the receiver they like the most, tight end Greg Olsen. Does that change who they are offensively, or do they still kind of do what they do?
I think the guys they still got over there are you know, great playmakers. You know, when you look at Kelvin Benjamin, 6'6", you know, 240, you know, he's tight end size, you know, alone anyway. So, you know, I think, you know, they may feature him a little bit more, but they still got other guys, Funchess, you know, McCaffrey's going to get more looks in the passing game probably, Curtis Samuel. So, I mean, they still got, you know, great athletes, great playmakers. So, you know, we can't, you know, necessarily think, you know, game plan is going to change without Greg Olsen.